let's talk a little bit about language and culture. Do you think, tell me about how people talk in Atlanta.
Everybody talks different. I'm one of those people that can adjust to whatever environment I'm in, but I mostly try to talk without the slang, but I can use the slang. It depends on probably my mood or what I'm doing at the time, whether I'm using the slang or not, but we use a lot of slang here in Atlanta.
Like what?
What do you mean by slang? Shawty, and I learned now that when somebody asking about some money, they say a dollar, which means $100. If you say 10 cent, that's $10. So I just learned that a few weeks ago. Because I was like, let me get a dollar. I'm like, let you get a dollar? I mean, here go the dollar. No, $100. So I'm like, okay. My brother taught me that, my twin brother. He said, I don't know where he get it from. He hangs with a lot of people. So.
Do you think you guys talk alike?
Me and my twin? Mm-hmm. No, he... No. He speaks more slang than I do.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit. Do you think that people in different neighborhoods of Atlanta speak differently?
They may have their own little saying in a neighborhood. They, like, over here, they may say shawty. Over there, they may say cuz. I heard that's some people say now. What's up, cuz? And you may not be a cuz or... That might be something different. Then certain little things might be different.
So what parts of Atlanta do you think speech is different?
I don't know.
Like when you go outside of, you know, when you travel, go around, go shopping, what do you start to hear?
Okay, like in the Buckhead area, they don't speak as, I don't think, anyway, they may not speak as much slang and cuz and shawty, and over here, you'll hear cuz, shawty, or whatever. So, I think those are the different areas.
Okay. What about people who have different jobs? Do you think they sound different?
Yes. A person with a, conservative job gonna act conservative mostly, because I mean, if you had that type of job, you have to, you know, act that way at work. But if you working at McDonald's or somewhere, not caring about where you work or what you're doing, you talk to people mostly any kind of way. And so, yeah, I think the job does matter.
But you think people who have like office jobs, they can talk both ways,
right? Yeah, because I can.
You can, and you do. All
right, yes.
What about men and women? Do you think they talk different from each other?
No, not really. I mean, some men can talk the same way women talk, and some women can talk the same way as men.
Do you think we say the same things when men talk and women talk?
We may say it a little differently.
So you think there is a little bit of a difference?
Maybe.
I think you might have heard of some.
You heard yourself?
I hurt my thumb, my
balls. Yeah, what?
I hurt my thumb.
He's ever since he started walking when he was about 10 months, he'll run into the wall, fall, get right back up, and may hit it again. My brother used to say, no, don't say nothing, because that's when he'll start crying, so I used to try to ignore it. You haven't lost the clumsiness yet.
So, okay, back to men and women. So, do you think you and your boyfriend talk different?
He don't talk much. He's laid back. I host the conversation if it is one to be held. But he keep everything short, so, yeah, we talk different. Sometimes. He don't use big words as much.